raise the banner. Psalm 60 verse 4. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. The two great thrones are in deadly conflict. The throne of the infinitely holy God versus the throne of the diabolical sinful devil. There can be no discharge in this war. First of all, we have the presenting of the colors. God has presented his colors to his soldiers. They are thus publicly marked as the soldiers of the cross, battlers for Jehovah, the recruits of King Jesus. They are bound by allegiance and love to their general in chief. They will die rather than disarm. They have already been presented with the King of Kings colors. Secondly, the colors are gifted colors. They are the gift of free and sovereign grace. They can only be displayed by those to whom they have been gifted. No one else can possess these covers. No one else can possess these colors. And no one else is to be held as their true custodians. They will keep their oath of firm allegiance. Notice thirdly, every banner carrier is faithful unto death. Faithfulness is the unchanging character of these standard bearers. Theirs is to do and to die. They fight for the freedom of all the people of God and the glory of the Savior's throne. Their backbone is as steel against the regiments of hell. The broken-heeled Satan shakes when he beholds the Lord's army marching against his black guards of hell. He truly trembles when he views the weakest soldier of Christ on his knees. Every banner, please notice fourthly, is publicly displayed at all times. It matters not the circumstances. There can be no discharge in this war until the standard bearer closes his eyes in death. The banner will not be withheld or withdrawn. It is war to the death. Fifthly, notice the motivation of keeping the banner flying is because of the truth. Truth does not know, nor cannot know, the meaning of surrender to the enemy. The faithful soul sworn to fight the enemy cannot and will not kneel to the enemy. Every drop of his or her blood is sacred to the King. He dies so that he may live. He lives so that he may die in victory. He will never ever be a traitor. His constant cry is no surrender.